expected, wouldn't it?
Well, that's one of the reasons I asked whether it was a corporate one or not, because corporate gift would be, you know, stockholders would know.
Yeah.
But I think it has to be on the assumption that it's all out on the table, everybody can see it. And I don't see a blessed thing wrong with it, but I'm thinking...
Well, lean over, go over a little bit stronger, get somebody that's meaner than you are to lean over the other side.
Senator Williams, please.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. All right, I thought you did well on your civil rights thing. Let's put full steam ahead.
I had an interesting experience last night, Mr. President. I went down and talked to all the law students in South Carolina. They're very pretty dates. Talked about school desegregation and got tremendous ovation. I think the young people, you know, come along.
Well, I hope you get that in some columns.
Sir?
I hope you get that in some columns.
I got a little bit in the Post. I think I'll get it in some columns.
You get your man, get it in two or three columns.
Yeah.
That'll be one for your man Pearson. That'd just be a lovely one. I wish you'd tell him we did not
run out of material.
No, but I wish you'd inform him as a factual matter that we have no direct line to anybody, to the Attorney General or to the FBI either. And I haven't talked to Hoover about the matter. I don't know what, but he said I have a direct line and I call him and tell him what to do. The only thing I've called Hoover on that really urged him to do anything is when you all asked me to get him to go to Mississippi.
Yeah.
And I tell him that.
All right, sir.
And I wanted to have him to lunch just to appeal to his vanity and to try to keep him on board and to let him know that we do respect him. But I haven't done that for fear that it might be interpreted that by some of his people, maybe, that he was independent of the Attorney General. I've tried to play that down some.
He's been really very good on these things.
So, but I won't get that message to Pearson, just the facts. Get Rosenthal or whoever sees him in your office, whenever he calls about anything, just say, could I make a note for your file? He keeps a file on everything. And say that note is there are no private lines. We've investigated and you come over and look. We have no private line from the President, even the Secretary of State, or even the Secretary of Defense, or even to the Joint Chiefs. I have to go through the switchboard operator and I'll wait much too long most of the time. And I think the just a little McCarthy smear, guilt by association, Johnson and Hoover and Dodd, because Dodd was former FBI. And same way with this other thing, and you better hold on your hat, because if they just keep it up, we're going to have a little revival, in my judgment, in the country and in the leadership here of hitting back. Fulbright can't go to New York and say that we're like Hitler without our saying he's an appeaser. And Bobby can't get up and say that you can't go to Latin America without getting shot. Without our saying that whatever we want to say about him. You never did do much on that project, did you?
I tried, Mr. President. I'm still trying.
Well, what reaction do you get?
I don't get much. He listens, but don't seem to get any reaction judging from the newspapers. Still keeps, you know, sniping here and there.
Well, how do you think we ought to play it, as we are?
Pretty much. I think sometimes it's a little more of a reaction than ought to be.
Where is it? For instance, I've tried to dodge it completely.
Well, you have dodged it. I think that when he comes out with a speech, there's always... Of course, I guess Bill gets a lot of questions on it.
Yes, and he always tries to
keep
go with
it down, and, but it, maybe it just isn't possible.
Hey, well, he came out and said we ought to add a lot of money on health and education. They said, what is your reaction? And he said, well, the president wants to add as much as he can get. much as obtainable, much as feasible. And he agrees. I don't know how better to handle it. You can't be against health, can't you?
No. I'll keep working. I haven't produced any results. Maybe I will one of these days.
Okay.
All right, Mr. President.